Morning, Stephen Baz. So a big morning for Australia Post on the radio program. We had an anonymous rumour dropped off with some photos, which seemed to suggest that mail is sitting around in the sorting room for a long time. And amongst that mail is priority paid mail. Now, we did ask Australia Post for a response. They gave us one. And they explained that due to technical issues and reducing staffing across all air service partners, some express post and premium post deliveries due for delivery will be delayed by 1 to 2 additional days, but nothing about it being there for a month or 2 months.
No, well, based on some of the calls we've taken and the photographic evidence that was produced by the postie, I would suggest that's not the case. Now, I think the point they were trying to make was that the new system's just not working. So we thought we'd find out. Barry McVee is the WA's Communication Workers Union Branch Secretary. A lot of the members report to him working at Australia Post. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Good. What kind of feedback are you getting from the workers at AusPost?
I think the photos that you guys have been sent, I get that on a daily basis.
Really?
So you're saying that the system itself, it's not the workers, they're trying to do the right thing, but the system is just not working? Is that the case?
Since the government granted Australia Post allegedly temporary relief to deliver mail on every second day and deliver and sort of more focus on parcels, what we're seeing is not just letters get left for weeks on end, also parcels, packets, express posts and that sort of stuff. And as I said, I get those sort of photos on a daily basis.
Right. Now, your members obviously are very professional and it must angst them to think, you know what, there's letters lying there that people really want and they'd be waiting for, but they've been sitting there for, as you say, up to 3 weeks.
I think the worst thing out of this, Steve, is the older posties that have been around a long, long time and have extreme pride in the organisation that they work for.
They do.
It really does hurt. And, you know, we get members ringing us that have been around 30, 35 years and they're in tears and they're asking why the current delivery system is buggering up the job that they've had so much pride in for so long.
Right, so how do they handle it? Because when you see these boxes lying around, what do you choose to deliver and what gets left behind?
Well, it's a management call on a daily basis.
So if I paid for an express post bag, and we've seen photographic evidence today that suggests they've been lying around in boxes, I'm paying a premium for that. How can they justify that?
Well, you can't. If you pay for a service, you should receive it.
So what's the solution here, Barry? What do we do?
Well, number one, they've got to hire more people. And number two, they've got to stop the ridiculous alternate delivery model that they're currently rolled out.
So you're suggesting that it's the alternative day delivery that's really causing the backlog?
And, well, I know for a fact that in the delivery centres in the metro area, we're a minimum of 70 vacancies as we speak. And that doesn't include people on holidays, sickness and those sort of leaves as well.
Right. So in a time where a lot of people are unemployed, those positions should be able to be filled fairly quickly, or are they skilled positions?
Well, they're obviously skilled because people are riding motorbikes and push bikes and the little three-wheelers and that. So there is a little bit of training. But I don't believe that we should have 70 vacancies or more.
Right.
And as you quite rightfully said, there's a lot of people looking for work. They jump at an opportunity to join an organisation like Australia Post.
Hand on heart, Barry.
I don't see any excuse at all.
Hand on heart. Are you beating this up or is this a fair dinkum situation?
Nah.
I mean, you are part of the union. You've got every right to be able to beat this up. But is it a beat up or is it reality?
Absolute reality, Steve. And I think the biggest testament to that is not from talking to someone like myself or getting a written statement from Australia Post. It's actually your listeners, taxpayers that own Australia Post.
Yeah. Oh, well, they certainly spoke this morning, Barry, no doubt about that. And we had the envelope dropped off. That envelope got through, Steve. That came through to the rumour file. Barry, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.
Barry McVee, who's the WA Communications Workers Union Branch Secretary. It's clearly an issue. I mean, you heard how many calls we took, and that's not an accident. That's not a beat-up, is it? Not suggesting that you were telling him it was a beat-up, but I understand the question. It was a legitimate one for him. Yeah.
It's in his interest to say we want more workers.
No, of course.
There.
But we know, we heard the reaction on 6PR. So people are frustrated that the mail delivery service is not what it was. I keep saying, partly in their defence, that the whole operation in that space has changed so much, and they are doing their best, I think, to try and change with it.
You can't have mail lying around for that period of time.
But they haven't caught up. They're behind where they need to be, and they're trying to get to where they think they have to go, but nobody knows where they have to go because we don't know what the service is going to look like.
Yeah.